Hare Krishna. So we're going to be presenting prayers of Srila Haridas Thakur. As you can see, these appear in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, 10th chapter. It's a chapter that describes the Mahaprakash Leela of that Lord Chaitanya performs. Over the weekend, one of the themes that we heard about is the necessity of humility for actually accessing the holy name. Lord Chaitanya, he called Haridas Thakur as an Amacharya. He's the Acharya for chanting the holy name. That means he's Acharya, meaning teacher. And we can learn a lot from the way Haridas Thakur processed things with humility in his life. So I was thinking, there can be several meditations as we go through these prayers, but I was thinking that for this weekend, it's like our theme here, something that you'll strongly see in these prayers is the humility of Haridas Thakur. How he was feeling himself very, very insignificant and in a very fallen position. So that's the main thing you can be focusing on as you're hearing the prayers. And you can pray to Haridas Thakur, beg for his association, and beg for gaining some determination like he had, and beg for his protection. So I was just talking to a devotee earlier, and I was sharing how in each situation, when something happens, we have a choice to react in two ways, especially when something difficult happens, when something doesn't happen according to what we desire. We have a choice to get upset, angry, something like that. Or we have a choice to react in a humble way. Or when things are going well also in our life, sometimes it's very hard for us not to take credit for things. So even in those situations, we have a choice always of reacting to things in two ways. So sometimes it's hard for us to feel insignificant when we become very aware of our inadequacies. And sometimes it's hard to feel that actually we're inadequate when things are going well and according to our plan and so on. So we'll start the prayers of Haridas Thakur. You can meditate on humility mainly. Hare Krishna. I also wanted to read this section. This is actually a little summary of this chapter. I'll give the context of these prayers better. Mahaprabhu declared that Haridas was more dear to him than his own self, and that he and Haridas belonged to the same family. On seeing the distress of Haridas, the Lord had descended from Vaikuntha with the Sudarshan Chakra in his hand. But since Haridas desired auspiciousness for even his oppressors, the Sudarshan Chakra desisted and Mahaprabhu took the beating of Haridas on his own body. After exhibiting those marks of torture on his body, Mahaprabhu further said that he was unable to tolerate the distress of Haridas, so he incarnated immediately. Lord Krishna, who is controlled by his devotees, does not know anything except his devotees. One who has no love for the holy names of Krishna, who is so affectionate towards his devotees, is simply suffering the results of his own misfortune. On hearing the topics of the Lord's unlimited mercy, Haridas fell unconscious to the ground. Although he regained his external consciousness by the words of the Lord, he became agitated and began to cry. Thus, he could not see the form of the Lord. With great humility, Haridas offered prayers to Mahaprabhu and said that the most merciful Gaura Sundara never abandons even an insect who remembers his lotus feet, but he destroys even an emperor who does not remember his lotus feet. In this regard, Haridas cited the examples of Draupadi, Prahlad, Yudhishthir, who feared the curse of Durvasa and Ajamil, and thus established the supremacy of Gaurasundara's affection for his surrendered devotees. After expressing his total incompetence, Haridas simply prayed to the Lord that he may develop a taste for honoring the remnants of Lord Chaitanya's servants, that this may be his only form of worship, birth after birth, and that Mahaprabhu may keep him as a dog in the house of his devotee. Mahaprabhu, who constantly resides in the heart of Haridas, then awarded Haridas the benediction of pure devotional service, devoid of offenses against Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, and declared, "Anyone who associates with Haridas for even a moment and has full faith in Haridas will certainly attain my lotus feet." So there's hope for all of us. It is taught in all scriptures that by hearing the glories of the devotees, one attains devotional service to Krishna. According to the opinion of some persons, Haridas is an incarnation of Brahma, and according to others, he is an incarnation of Prahlad. His association is desired by even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and his touch is desired by even the Ganges. Moreover, simply by the darshan of Haridas, one's bondage of fruitive activities from time immemorial is at once severed. In order to establish the supremacy of the Vaishnavas occasionally manifest the pastime of taking birth in a low-class family. So Sri Rupa is going to lead and we'll follow along after that, repeat the second time, and then I will read the translation.
Bapa Vishwambhara Prabhu Jagatiranath Pata kire kara kripa padila tumata Baba Vishwambhara Prabhu Jagatirana Pata kire kara kripa padila tumata.
My dear Vishwambhara, O Lord of the universe, please be merciful to this sinful person. I fall at your feet.
Nirguna dhamma sarva jati bahishkrita muni ki baliva prabhu tomara charita.
Nirguna dhamma sarva jati bahishkrita muni ki baliva prabhu tomara charita.
I have no good qualities. I am a fallen outcast. How can I possibly describe your glories?
Dekhile pataka more parashile snan muni ki baliva prabhu tumara khyan.
Dekhile pataka more parashile snan muni ki baliva
if one sees me, he becomes sinful. If one touches me, he should take a bath. How then can I glorify your topics?
तारे नहीं छाड़ा इहाते अन्यता हरे नरेंद्र पारा
कीटा तुल्या हो यादि तारे नहीं छाड़ा इहाते अन्यता हरे
You have personally declared that you will never forsake anyone who remembers your lotus feet, even if he is as insignificant as an insect. But you forsake the greatest of kings if they do not remember your lotus feet.
Hey, balana hi mora, smarana vihina, smarana karile matra. राखा तुम्ही दीना
मेरे बलना ही मोरा स्मरण विहीना स्मरण करिले मंगा राखा तुम्ही दीना
If a fallen soul remembers you, you give him shelter. But I am unable to remember you.
सभा मध्य द्रौपदी करिते विभासना अनिल कृष्ण दुर्योधन दुशासना
सभा मध्य द्रौपदी करिते विभासना अनिल कृष्ण दुर्योधन दुशासना
संकट पादिया कृष्णा तुमासन रीला स्मरण प्रभावे तुम्ही वस्ते प्रवेशीला
संकटवरिया कृष्णा तुमासन रीला स्मरण प्रभावे तुम्ही वस्ते प्रवेशीला
Once the sinful brothers Duryodhana and Dushasana brought Draupadi to disrobe her in the royal assembly. Finding herself in that dangerous condition, she remembered you. By the influence of her remembrance, you entered into her cloth.
Smarana prabhavi vastra haila ananta tatapi hana janila
स्मरण प्रभावे वस्त्र तथापि
As a result of her remembrance, the cloth became unlimited. Yet, those miscreants did not understand why.
कोन काले पार्वती रे डाकिने रगाने गेडिया खाइते कैला तुमार स्मराने
कोन काले पार्वती रे डाकिने रगाने गेडिया खाइते कैला तुमार स्मराने
One time When Parvati was surrounded by witches, she remembered you as they were about to devour her.
Smarana prabhavi tumi abhibhutahana kalila sabara shasti vaishnavi tariya
Smarana prabhavi tumi abhibhutahana
by the influence of her remembrance, you appeared to chastise those witches and deliver that great Vaishnavi.
Hena tuma smarana vihina muni papa mure tora charane sharan deha papa.
Hena tuma smarana vihina muni papa mure tora charane sharan deha papa.
But I am so sinful that I cannot remember you. Therefore, my dear Lord, please give me shelter at your lotus feet.
Disha sarpa agni jale pathar bandhiya hela prahade dushta hiranya dhariya.
Disha sarpa agni jale pathar bandhiya Pelina Pralade Dushta Hiranya Dariya.
Pralada Karila Tora Charana Smarana Smarana Prabhavi Sarva Dukha Vimuchana.
Pralada Karila Tora Charana Smarana Smarana Prabhavi Sarva Dukha Vimuchana. Karo baba nila danta, karo tejo nasha, smarana prabhave tumi aila prakasha.
Although the sinful Hiranyakashipu tortured Prahlad by giving him poison, throwing him to the snakes, throwing him into the fire, and throwing him bound to a rock into the water, Prahlad simply remembered your lotus feet and was delivered from all those calamities by the influence of that remembrance. Some lost their teeth and some lost their prowess when you manifested by the influence of his remembrance.
Pandu putra sanarila durvasara bhaye aranya pratyaksha haila haiya sadaye.
Pandu putra sanarila durvasara bhaye aranya pratyaksha haila haiya sadaye.
Chinta nahi yudhishthira hera dekha ami ami diva muni bhiksha vasikha katumi.
Chinta nahi yudhishthira hera dekha ami ami diva muni bhiksha vasikha katumi.
Avashesha ekha shaka achila handite santoshi kaila nija sevaka rakhite.
Avashesha ekha shaka achila handite santoshi kaila nija sevaka rakhite.
Snane savare shira udar mahapure shimata savare
Snane Savare Shira Udara Mahapule Shrimata Savare Shira Kalaila Dare.
Smarana Prabhavi Pandu Putra Rahu Chana Isa Vaka Putra Tora Smarana Karana.
Smarana Prabhavi Pandu Putri Ramu Chana Isa Vaka Putra Tora Smarana Karana.
in fear of Durvasa. The sons of Pandu remembered you in the forest, and you appeared before them out of compassion. You then said, "Do not worry, Yudhishthir, for I am here. I will give alms to the sages. You sit and watch. In order to protect your servants, you happily ate the last piece of vegetable from the pot. As a result, the sages' stomachs became filled as they took bath. So they immediately ran away out of fear. The sons of Pandu were thereby delivered by the influence of remembering you. All these wonderful incidents were the result of remembering you."
Akhanda smarana dharma iha sabha kaal teni chitra nahi vandiha sabara udhara.
Akhanda smarana dharma iha sabha kaal teni chitra nahi iha sabara udhara.
The characteristic of these personalities was to constantly remember you. Therefore, it is not at all wonderful that they were delivered.
Ajamila smaranera mahima para sarva dharma hina taha vai nahi ara.
Ajamila smaranera mahima para sarva dharma hina taha vai nahi ara.
Duta vai putra snehe dekhi putra mukha sanarila putra name narayana rupa.
Duta vai putra snehe dekhi putra mukha sanarila putra name narayana rupa.
Sei sanarane sava kandila pada teni chitra nahi vanda smarana sampad.
Sei sanarane sava kandila pada teni chitra nahi vanda smarana sampad.
The glory of Ajamil's remembrance are unlimited, even though he did not engage in any religious duties. In fear of the Yamadutas, he affectionately looked at the face of his son and remembered the form of Narayan while chanting out the name of his son. By that remembrance, all of his sinful reactions were vanquished. Therefore, remembrance of you is the wealth of your devotees.
Hina duracharana smarana hina muni tatapi ha prabhu more nachari vituni.
Hina duracharana smarana hina muni tatapi ha prabhu more.
I am fully devoid of the remembrance of your lotus feet. Yet, nevertheless, O Lord, do not forsake me.
Toma dekhi bare mora kona dikhai eka bhai prabhu dekhu nana divara.
Toma dekhi bare mora kona dikhai eka bhai prabhu dekhu nana divara.
What qualification do I have to see you? O Lord, I will ask you for only one thing, not more.
Prabhu Balibar.
everything is yours. There's nothing that I will not give you. Haridas folded his hands and said, "Although I'm less fortunate, I have a great desire.
Tumara charan bhaje ye sakal das nara vashishaina ayam rakrasa.
Tumara charan bhaje ye sakal das nara vashishaina ayam rakrasa.
May the remnants of the servants who worship your lotus feet be my footsteps. Let this be my devotional service, birth after birth. Let honoring these remnants be my only occupation and religious duty.
Tumara smarana hina papa janma mora safala kara daso shishta jiya tora.
Tumara smarana hina papa janma mora safala kara daso shishta jiya tora.
My life is sinful because I'm devoid of remembrance of you. Please make my life successful by allowing me to eat the remnants of your servants.
Hey, mora paradha, hena chitti laya, mahapada chaho emo.
I think this is an offense on my part, for I have no qualification to ask for such an exalted position. Master, oh my dear Vishvambara, I am like a dead person. Please forgive my offense.
Chachiranandana Baba, Kripa Kara More, Kripura Kariya More, Rama Bhakta Ghare.
Chachiranandana Baba, Kripa Kara More, Kripura Kariya More, Rakha Bhakta Ghare.
O son of Sachi, O dear Lord, please be merciful to me. Kindly keep me in the house of a devotee as a dog.
Haridas stuti vara, shune ye jana, avashya मिलीबे तारे कृष्णा प्रेमा धाना
हरिदास स्तुति करा सुने
Anyone who hears the prayers of Haridas and the benediction he received will certainly obtain the treasure of Krishna Prema. This is not my statement. This is the verdict of all the scriptures. Simply by hearing topics about the devotees, one develops devotion for Krishna.
Mahabhakta Hari Dasa Thakur Jai Jaya Hari Dasa Sanarani Sarva Papakshaya
Mahabhakta Hari Dasa Thakur Jai Jaya Hari Dasa Sanarani Sarva Papakshaya
All glories to the great devotee Haridas Thakur. By remembering Haridas, all one's sinful reactions are vanquished.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.